Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for Beef Quality Assurance Certification or Recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef Quality Assurance Certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, at the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress, Governor Kevin Stitt was on hand to talk about the excitement of the third year.
I'm so excited. I mean, this is the story that I tell and kind of an example of a state like Oklahoma that believes in freedom versus Colorado. And when they shut their state down, we were very opportunistic and actually recruited this show to Oklahoma. And you're seeing the fruits of that play out year after year. So this show's here to stay. We've got tons of exhibitors and cattle folks from all over the country spending money here in the great state of Oklahoma. And it's a great show. And we're here at the Hereford Show right now.
Cattlemen's Congress, Stitt said, has a huge economic impact on Oklahoma.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hotels, restaurants filled, everybody's excited about it. Plus, it just promotes our way of life and the agricultural community, and it's something that we're proud of in Oklahoma. It's who I am. It's my roots. And so, it's just really fun to be the governor and come hang out here with all of my friends from all over the country.
Stitt said he believes Cattlemen's Congress will become the largest cattle show in the country and be around Oklahoma City for over 100 years. Well, last week, Oklahoma drought conditions remained unchanged from the week prior. According to this week's Drought Monitor, those conditions from 2 weeks ago have carried into this week, leaving Oklahoma at a three-week standstill on those drought percentages. Right now, exceptional drought is at 11.65%, extreme drought or worse at 56.13%, severe drought or worse at 80.92%, moderate drought at 89.73%, and abnormally dry or worse is at 98.18%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook, the majority of the state minus the southern border is leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain through January the 15th, and the southern border of Oklahoma has a near-normal chance of precipitation. Well, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has announced that she won't be running for re-election in 2024. Inspired by a new generation of leaders, I've decided to pass the torch in the U.S. Senate, says Stabenow in a statement. I'm incredibly grateful for the trust that the people of Michigan have placed in me. Four-term senator says a big part of her decision was stepping aside to make room for some new voices. Between now and 2024, Stabenow says she'll concentrate on passing a new farm bill before she retires. The farm bill determines our nation's food and agricultural policy, she says. It's also key to protecting our land and water and creating jobs in rural and urban communities. Stabenow's played a big role in several of the farm bills. Her decision will increase pressure to pass a new farm bill while she's in office rather than extending the current legislation. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.